So that kid who was 19, who his aunt said that he didn't really want to go. He was nervous.
Yeah.
But he went because of his Father's Day, and it would make his dad happy. Turns out he wasn't supposed to go. His mother was supposed to go.
Oh.
And she gave him his seat.
She thought I was so excited to go down. He was like a little child. He had this ability of childlike excitement. So they both were so excited. It was supposed to be Shazad and I going down. But then I stepped back and gave the space to Suleiman because he really wanted to go.
So he did want to go.
Yeah. I heard something about he wanted to solve a Rubik's Cube really fast. You know,
he wanted to be the fastest Rubik's Cube solver person underwater.
Right. Okay. Okay. I mean, I feel bad for laughing. Okay.
That's the one kid that's the one person on that thing I really feel bad for.
Yeah, seriously. Mr. Titanic is kind of like beautiful that he ended up dying, you know, by the Titanic. I'm pretty sure that's the way he would want it.
But he knew the risks.
Yeah.
You know, he was going there for his passion.
Yeah. But he's been there so many times.
I would rate him, like, if we were ranking them.
Yeah.
So it would be, people we're most sad for.
Right.
Top five.
Right. So 19-year-old first.
Yes.
I would say his dad second, because dad paid money. They were supposed to be a father-son thing.
Yeah, go ahead. I have a different list.
So. Okay. So those two. Mr. Titanic. I put him at three. Let's see. You got the Stockton's way at the bottom. I know that. Stockton. Maybe that was like a Hamish or a Hamish
so
and Rye.
Stockton doesn't make my list.
No. Okay.
Of the top five.
Oh, okay.
I feel more sorry for the sub than I do for him.
Okay. Because the sub, you know, tried not to go.
It looked
and
cute,
problems. Yes.
And now it's mush.
Yeah.
He doesn't make my list.
Okay,
he
so knew, no Stockton.
He knew how bad this thing was.
Okay. All right. So let me redo this. So now it's a 19-year-old, the father, Mr. Titanic, the sub itself.
Yeah. See, I'm.
I really don't know that many about it. So whatever. There's Ham on
no,
Rye and no, freaking
no,
Stockton.
No,
somebody
it's
else.
The 19-year-old,
right.
And then Mr. Titanic.
Okay. And then the father.
Then yeah. Place whatever billionaire you want right there.
Okay,
I don't care.
Right.
But these billionaires, yeah, they do this stuff because they have so much money. They're just bored of every place on the planet. And they're
right.
Like, yeah, I got to go underwater. I got to go out into space.
Right.
I think the Hamish guy. So I think it's a 19-year-old kid.
Right.
We feel worse for.
Yes.
And then it's
Mr. Titanic. Okay, Mr. Titanic.
Yeah. And then
the sub.
Then the sub.
Because the sub tried not to go. It kept messing up, saying, look, I don't want to go down.
I'm tired.
Look, I don't want to go down. Yeah, look, this keeps breaking.
My back.
Right. I'm pretty sure if I go down one more time, I'm going to explode.
Yeah, so then it's the sub, and then it's the two billionaires, and the Hamish guy would be on the bottom.
Oh, okay. Ham on the bottom.
Ham on the bottom.
She's on top. What do you call a guy named Hamish for the nickname? You'll call him Ham?
Ham.
Hey, Ham. Ham got baked.
The next story I'm kind of interested in. And, you know, the Coast Guard's down there collecting pieces, and they're going to try to sort this thing out. They're just amazingly brilliant people.
Oh, yeah.
And really, most of what the Coast Guard does besides defend us from enemy, like, just rolling in.
Yeah.
And showing up to the party unannounced.
Right.
Is they save a lot of people who, you know, either unexpectedly got themselves in a storm, found themselves in a storm.
Right.
Or these idiots.
Right.
You know, and they, you know, there's a lot of times they have to risk their lives for idiots.
The billionaire teabags.
Like, didn't you see what was coming? Like, did you look at the weather before you went out?
Right.
Right. Did you have to drink that much before? Right. Did you have to leave your motor down when you went through this?
Did you have to shoot your gun into the hull of the boat?
Yeah.
Right. They never get to say no. They just go out.
Yeah.
If you're in trouble and you call them, they're just going to come out.
Right. They rescue you.
There's no math equation. There's no application.
No. They just rescue you and then sort it out when you get back to shore.
Yeah. One of those... I was really proud to be an American watching the apparatus and the people that we were sending out there for a group of morons.
Rich boobs.
Rich boobs.
Yeah. Not all rich people are boobs.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with being rich.
No.
It's just don't be a rich boob.
Exactly right. A lot of folks have earned that money.
Humans make mistakes, but if you're smart enough to... assemble $1 billion and then go online and, read the Yelp of this submarine.
Right.
Whatever this is.
Yeah, read the reviews. Thought I was going to die.
No one said it was perfect.
Yeah.
No one.
Yeah. Or if you're that rich, then have one built for you and hire someone to take you down.
Mm. They don't have Billionaire's TripAdvisor or something. You can go and check the reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, the BTA.
There was nothing that would point to this being really, really safe.
Yeah. And if you're that rich and you want to do something with your money, my bank account number is... I don't want all of it. Just a little something's cool.
All right. This story has AJ's interest. And then I want to talk about these crazy town or street names in Connecticut.
Okay.
A gray-haired road rager... uses tough guy cliches to threaten a cyclist.
I almost want to ring the dumbass news bell.
Really? Should we put this in the dumbass news? Well, here we are.
Yeah.
So what's happening here? Where is this? Is this in the United States?
It's in the United States. I'm not sure where exactly, but apparently the issue is that, like most times, the cyclist and the drivers don't get along, and the driver feels the cyclist is too far in the road.
There is a,
and it came to an argument.
There's an animosity between us.
Right. There is a bike.
Cyclist and us.
There is a bike lane, and this cyclist keeps mentioning some sort of a rule about the road, and the guy doesn't want to hear it.
I think the cyclist is pointing to a bicycle logo painted in the lane, which means this is we're sharing this lane.
Exactly. And this guy doesn't want to share.
And the guy's like an old timer using old timey words.
Exactly. Riding the sidewalk, kid. Yeah.
Okay.
Tough guy. You want to be a tough guy?
Cops.
You're not so tough right now, are you?
Call the cops.
You're not so tough, are you, small guy? You're a short little guy.
I'm following the law. You're not following the law.
You're a tiny little man.
Vehicle code.
My name is your worst enemy. I'm your huckleberry, buddy. You short little hunk. You come through this town thinking you're really cool on your bike, like you own this lane. Look, at the bike lane is on this
side.
It's
called Sharrow.
It's right in the middle of the street.
Sharrow. I get Sharrow. I get
but
that entire lane.
But you came around me like this.
That's the cyclist right now. I just want to boof.
I get this whole lane.
There's no lane that you get the whole lane.
Right? No.
Except for the little bike lane.
Yep.
And the cars don't drive in the bike lane.
That strip over there that has sand in it.
What's this huckleberry thing?
I'm your huckleberry. That's from Tombstone, isn't it?
It is.
I'm your huckleberry.
And I didn't even get it then.
Yeah, I still have no idea what a huckleberry is.
Does anyone know, Phil? Huckleberry?
I think maybe 7 people on the planet sound tough saying that. That's what I know.
Right.
And this guy's definitely not one of the 7.
I know Val Kilmer drunk said, I'm your huckleberry.
Well...
We've talked about this before. I don't know that phrase.
Yeah, Huckleberry.
Yeah.
Well, there was Huckleberry Hound.
Right. I don't think
he wasn't very intimidating.
No, he was not.
He sounds more like that.
He talked slow. I remember that, yeah.
Ma'am, you're Huckleberry.
Right. And I remember Woody Boyd one time.
I'm afraid for my anus right now.
And now I'm your Dingleberry. I'm your Dingleberry.
I'm your Dingleberry.
You're all over my ass, damn it.
I mean, Huckleberry. Don't correct me.
I'm your Dingleberry. Damn it.
I meant Huckleberry.
Wait. No. I'm going to go back and come back in again. Let's start over again. You're my
Hold on.
You're my Dingleberry.
Yeah, so Huckleberry's got a problem with this guy.
You I didn't block my way. I honked my horn because you were way over in our lane.
No, that's my lane.
No, it's not Cheryl. Your lane.
You're lucky today, buddy. Law. You're
I
lucky
am.
Today.
What's your name?
My name is your worst enemy.
You don't own the
you
road,
You own
buddy.
The road?
I don't own the road.
See that sign right there? That's Cheryl.
Huh?
Cheryl. See that symbol right there?
Now he's getting real.
Well, that's the truth of it. It's all this argument. It's like, yeah, you got to share. You got to follow that sign. I don't care about that one.
My name is your worst nightmare.
I only care about the ones I want to care about.
I'm your dingleberry.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, it's Kevin Mitchell. I'm calling because you guys are talking about the Huckleberry.
Yeah.
Tombstone.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's actually Hucklebearer. He says it sounds like he says Huckleberry.
Oh, well, he says
Huckleberry.
And everybody's been saying Huckleberry all this time.
Definitely, that's what they've been saying.
Yeah.
What does that mean, yep. Huckleberry?
Yeah.
So a Huckleberry, the Huckle is the handle on the side of the casket.
Okay.
And he's saying, I will be your Huckleberry.
Oh, in other words, I'm going to carry your casket.
That's intimidating. That's more intimidating than Huckleberry. What the hell's a Huckleberry?
Yeah.
But it's kind of polite saying, I'm going to kill you, but I'll help bury you.
Right. Yeah. I'll kill you, but, you know, I'll do the work afterwards.
And I'm just going to leave you here.
Right. I'll actually carry your coffin.
Yeah, I'm not like a bad murderer.
Huckleberry.
I'm a good murderer.
Right.
Kill you and clean you up.
Right.
Get you in the ground.
I'm your dingleberry.
It's basically saying very efficient. I'm going to take care of everything. I'm going to kill you, then I'm going to make sure you go in the ground.
Right. That's very nice.
So it's a very unique way of saying, I'm going to put you 6 feet under.
It's full service.
Mm. Yep, exactly.
From death to burial.
But there had to be some time back in that day. I'm going to be your Huckleberry.
What?
It's not intimidating when you have to explain it.
Yeah, the gun goes up.
Say, wait, what is that? What does that mean?
The guy drops his weapon. Goes, wait, what? I sang him your Huckleberry. What the hell is that? Well, you know, that's the guy who carries the coffin. So what do you mean? What does that mean?
wait, my coffin?
It means a bang!